Hello and welcome back to another Monday and another season. Wow, we are in season 3. I cannot believe it. Thank you so much again to everyone that's been listening and supporting me throughout this journey. I really do appreciate you. In our last season, I left off with a positive note, I want to say. Season 2 was a little bit wonky, and I do apologize for that. I kept shifting gears because I wanted to talk about more positive stuff. And I feel like that's what I want to keep doing, and that's what I want to move forward with. Don't get me wrong, I am going to share some spooky stories with you guys come Halloween. Right now we are just in September, so we're just getting into fall. So once October hits, those episodes will be all about Halloween. It's one of my favorite holidays, so get ready for it. So welcome again officially to season 3, episode 1, and I'm just going to go over everything that I've been trying to do while I was on my little break, as well as share with you some great news. First things first, so sorry. Again, it's still hot as balls in this apartment, so you do hear the fans, and I do deeply apologize for that. But also, you're gonna hear some background noise with whatever my mom and my grandma are doing in the kitchen. But yeah, so moving on. So as I said in my previous seasons, I keep calling my podcast episodes videos, and I keep referring to YouTube and how I should start making videos. Well, I did have a YouTube channel, and I was trying to dedicate my YouTube channel to my writing, as well as vlog style videos about my daily life and everything, basically kind of like what I'm doing here but in video format. And it wasn't working out for me because I didn't really have like a steady flow with it. I didn't know exactly what I was doing in terms of everything. So I had deleted all my videos, and I wanna start new. So I'm probably going to post my first video soon, and the schedule will kind of look like maybe Wednesday the videos will drop. But I have been working on revamping my entire YouTube channel, so that's fun. So basically, I didn't really have a focus point, whereas with my podcast, I was just gonna focus on being real and sharing my emotions and my experiences with you guys. And with YouTube, I think I was trying to be a little too professional and not like in a casual type of setting with everyone. Sorry, my phone rang in the middle of me talking. But yeah, so I wanted to kind of like show my personality rather than me being stiff and talking to a camera, if that makes any sense. In terms of schedule, I know my podcast comes out every week on Monday, so I was thinking of making the YouTube videos come out every week, either on Tuesday or on Wednesday. I'm thinking Wednesday, this way you know, you guys get like a little break from me. But I have to like, you know, fix it up a little bit. I do have an entire first video. I had it written out kind of like a script, so this way I know what I'm talking about. Like, I have bullet points so I don't get off track. I kind of have that with my podcast, where I have little notes of what I want to talk about next, but I made the YouTube notes a little bit more detailed, since those are gonna show my face versus the podcast is not showing my face. I feel like it's gonna be a little harder to edit the YouTube videos because it's showing my face versus the podcast, where you guys only hear my voice. So if I mess something up, I can delete that little section and just keep talking, versus a whole video where, let's say, I'm talking about something green and, you know, my facial expression is like, I don't know, crazy looking, and then like I jump to something else. So I have to, like, you know, finesse it a little more, I guess. So now I want to update you guys on my job. So with the company that I was working for, it was work from home, and I didn't really like it too much. My anxiety actually went crazy every time the phone rang, because what we were trained to do was a bit different from actually being live. And I expressed this, and as well as other people in my class that we were all trained together and put out in, you know, on the field. And they basically said, you know, with all the respect, the training was adequate. So I don't think they really listened to the concerns at all. So I decided to leave, and so I did. And now I'm with another company, which is also work from home. It's kind of similar, but the training is a bit different, and I feel more confident in that one. The only thing is, they don't pay you for training. You only get paid when you're live, basically. And that's the only thing I don't like, because, you know, your girl's starving for a paycheck now. But other than that, that's been working out for me. As for my food and, you know, my diet and everything, I'm still trying to lose a couple pounds. I don't know if I even mentioned that in season 1 and 2. But yeah, I'm a little bit overweight. So I'm trying to get back to a smaller size. I don't want to be like stick skinny, but I want to be healthy. And that means getting to a balanced kind of weight with a balanced diet, some exercise. You guys know I have a dog named Link, and he keeps me going with my exercise. So now I just gotta work on my food intake. Lately, I've been craving crap, like always. I feel like I did talk about this. But I've been also craving salad, so I guess that's a step in the right direction. Because, you know, we always gotta be food conscious, I guess, if you want to call it that. I'm not trying to have like an unhealthy relationship with food. So I guess portion sizes are what I have to do these days. But I have been working on it. I lost a couple of pounds. So that's great. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to go to the doctor and then she yells at me. My eye doctor already yelled at me, talking about, you haven't seen me in a couple years now. You better make an appointment. And I kind of didn't. But yeah, so once I, you know, drop my first YouTube video, I have to think about how I'm going to record and everything. I do have a GoPro camera, but there's also a built-in camera in my computer. And I did go buy a ring light because it has been getting darker earlier, and the lighting in this room is crap regardless if the sun is shining or not. So I got a ring light, and it's actually brighter than the lights in the room, which is wild to me. I didn't know how dim these lights were until I got this freaking ring light. So yeah, this episode is basically like, hey, yeah, I'm gonna be a YouTuber eventually. But I hope you guys join me over on there as well as here, because I'm not gonna be talking about the same things. It's not gonna be repetitive or anything like that. And I am so sorry. I guess that's all I don't know what else to talk about for this episode, only because I was just really excited to let you guys know that I was going to revamp my YouTube and start posting on there. So I guess this is just like an update, but don't worry, season 2 I'll actually have something more to talk about with you guys. And I just want to say that, oh man, I just want to say, if you guys have a pet in your life, please hug them tighter, or, you know, love them extra, because I lost a fur baby. Not my fur baby, it's my cousin's dog named Snappy. And we basically grew up with him. When she needed a babysitter, we were always the ones babysitting, and so it kind of felt like he was my dog too. And he was my first love when it came to dogs, and it was really heartbreaking. I cried all day about it, you know. And of course we are there for her, And I've been letting her take my dog, you know, as extra comfort. Because, you know, when I need a babysitter, she's there. When she needed a babysitter, I was there. And I just want to say, you know, if you have a fur baby or even a bird, whatever type of animal you have in your life that makes you feel happy and is special, love them a little extra for me and for her. Yeah. I don't want to get too emotional. But rest in paradise, Snappy. We love you. We miss you. And I could never forget you at all. You were such a good boy, and I'm really sad that you had to leave us so soon. Even though you were, you know, 15 years old, it felt short. It's not long. But yeah, now let's end this on a positive note, because you guys know I always have to end on a positive. All dogs go to heaven, and we'll meet him again someday. And if you guys are thinking about doing something to start your dream, or you're trying to land your dream job, I'm here to tell you that you got this. You're gonna land your dream job. You're gonna start that business you've been looking to start, and you're gonna thrive. You wanna go to school? Go to school. You're gonna get A's. Let's do this. This month and next month and the rest of this year, let's focus on doing the best we can. Let's thrive together. And with that, I'll see you guys next Monday. So great to catch up.